Steve, let's introduce you. You've sent me quite a bio.
I hope you're not going to read it all.
I'm not, but I'll just read at least the first part of it. Steve Early has been active as a labor journalist, lawyer, organizer, or union representative since 1972. He is the author of Embedded with Organized Labor, Journalistic Reflections of the Class War at Home, and The Civil Wars in U.S. Labor, Birth of a New Workers' Movement, or Death Throes of the Old. And Steve is joining us. He's also had quite a history with the Communication Workers of America and has written for many, many different publications ranging from The Nation to the Boston Globe. And it just, there's a paragraph here of Counterpunch, the Progressive, the Berkshire Eagle. and go ahead, Steve, if you want to add
they
anything.
They even used to pay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad to be on the show. I do want to mention, though, that much of the nearly 30 years of union experience I had in the Northeast was with the Communication Workers, and had the privilege of working with John O'Malley's local, 1120, in Poughkeepsie, who was on the show earlier, and also spent a number of years in the 1990s working with a statewide local of New York State employees at SUNY, the Graduate Student Employees Union. And we had a number of first and second and third contract battles with the management at SUNY and the state of New York over getting some decent working conditions and benefit coverage for teaching assistants in the state university system, including New Paltz and Albany.
Well, fantastic. Steve, I invited you on, and I'm so, again, very glad that you're here with us, to talk about the larger picture of where labor stands in this country. And I think in order to do that, we may need maybe just a very small history maybe of what's been happening probably in the last 30 to 40 years with labor slowly losing its power. I do remember as a kid, my father was in Local 94A down in New York City, and up until the age of 19, I got full medical and dental coverage and I don't think my father was making a lot of money, but he had the benefits to keep his family going. He also had a pension. These are things that we no longer take for granted. We're talking about people who had 401ks that were wiped out in the last stock market crash. Labor is really taking a hit in this country. Can you explain a little bit about why that is, and maybe tell us where we stand right now?
Well, certainly there have been a lot of big picture trends that have been pretty negative over the last three or four decades. The whole time that I've been active in the labor movement, since 1972, it's been a downward trend line in terms of membership, bargaining clout, political influence. In the private sector, I think several of your other guests, including the Steelworker Brothers in Wisconsin, mentioned the loss of traditional manufacturing jobs in the Midwest through overseas outsourcing, automation, certainly at the phone company. Verizon is the big employer of members in Local 1120, John O'Malley's local. Free trade, which has accelerated the movement of capital around the globe and contributed to overseas outsourcing of not just blue-collar, but also white-collar jobs. So there's been a whole host of negative trends over the last three or four decades that have reduced the level of union membership in the private sector, unfortunately, last year to under 7%. We're nearing very low single digits, and overall, we're now about 12% of the workforce with collective bargaining rights. And that's why this struggle in the public sector that's emerged thanks to the initiatives of workers in Wisconsin over the last month to defend the hard-won gains of policemen and firefighters and state workers and county and municipal workers is so important to defend both union members in the private sector and the public sector and all Americans who still depend on organized labor to act as their voice in politics.